This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Franklin Thompson lives with his two adult daughters who are getting extremely tired of his smoking habit. When Heather Thompson catches her dad lighting a cigarette inside again, she berates him for stinking up the house. Her sister is trying to ignore the argument from her bedroom when she hears a gunshot and finds Heather lying in a pool of blood. Calls 911 and starts CPR, but Heather is dead when EMTs arrive. Police find Franklin Thomas walking near his home with bloodstains on his shirt and a gun in his pocket.
Nancy, during an interview with investigators, Thompson admits to the shooting and does not appear to feel any kind of remorse. At his arraignment, Thompson's other daughter's panicked and emotional 911 call is played in court. She could be heard sobbing and screaming for help through the phone. Thompson's attorney attempted to argue for lower bail, citing that Thompson is an Army veteran and worked as a truck driver for 30 years with no criminal record. The judge left Thompson's bond at $1 million, and he remains in Hamilton County Justice Center, waiting a grand jury's dismissal or indictment.
Franklin Thompson, 64, now charged with murder. A Loveland, Colorado bank teller is confused when a man hands her a note without a word. She asks how she can help, but he just nods toward the note. She unfolds the paper to find illegible writing, at one point turning the note completely upside down, trying to read it. The increasingly frustrated customer frequently looks around nervously, tapping his feet, eventually huffs and runs from the bank. After he leaves, the teller finally makes out a threat, a demand for money. Cops are called. Police have released security images of the still unidentified bank robber who foiled his own bank robbery with bad handwriting. More crime and justice news after this. Now, with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A suspect is in custody following a deadly warehouse shooting in New Albany, Ohio. Authorities say 27-year-old Bruce Reginald Foster III was arrested at an apartment in Columbus after refusing to surrender. U.S. Marshal Chief Deputy Dan DeVille says officers had to force entry but took Foster into custody without incident. He was turned over to New Albany police. The shooting happened at a warehouse northeast of Columbus. One person was killed and five others, all employees, were hospitalized. Police have not released their conditions. A handgun was recovered at the scene. New Albany Police Chief Greg Jones says there's no known motive, calling it a targeted attack. About 150 workers were evacuated. New Albany Mayor Sloan Spaulding says multiple agencies are investigating. Now to Georgia, where a former district attorney has been cleared of charges related to her handling of the Ahmaud Arbery case. Here's our Sydney Sumner with the latest.
Former Brunswick Judicial Circuit District Attorney Jackie Johnson has been acquitted of all charges stemming from allegations of misconduct in the investigation of Ahmaud Arbery's death. Senior Judge John R. Turner dismissed the final felony charge against Johnson, citing technical flaws in the indictment. Johnson was initially indicted in September 2021 after Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr ordered an investigation into her actions following Arbery's fatal shooting in February 2020. Prosecutors allege that Johnson used her position to shield Greg McMichael and his son, Travis McMichael, who along with a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, were later convicted of Arbery's murder. The trial faced challenges as key testimonies undermined the prosecution's case. Glynn County Assistant Police Chief Stephanie Oliver testified that she had no communication with Johnson regarding the decision not to arrest the McMichaels immediately after the shooting. Upon dismissing the charges, Judge Turner expressed sympathy for Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, acknowledging the profound sadness surrounding the case.
This acquittal concludes the legal proceedings against Jackie Johnson concerning her involvement in the Ahmaud Arbery case.
Thanks, John. Brianna Maitland, 17, takes her GED early in the morning and has a celebration lunch with mom, then heads to work at the Black Lantern Inn, Montgomery, Vermont. She leaves her roommate a note she'll be home after work, then heads out in a 1985 Olds sedan. 11:20 p.m., Brianna tells co-workers she's headed home. Next afternoon, a Vermont State trooper finds Brianna's Oldsmobile rammed into the back side of an abandoned house a mile from the Black Lantern. Brianna's roommate, away for the weekend, doesn't see the note till she gets back and reports Brianna missing the next morning after realizing she never came home. Brianna Maitland, Caucasian, brown hair, hazel eyes, scar on forehead near left eyebrow. The FBI now offering a $40,000 reward. If you have info on Brianna Maitland, please contact the FBI. 1-800-CALL-FBI. That's 1-800-225-5324 or Vermont State Police. 1-844-84-THE-TIPS. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.